Good morning. It is 9:59 a.m. We are here today, August 9, 2021, via Zoom meeting for the pre-hearing of OPAPA 21-002, Track Me Guam LLC versus the Guam Power Authority. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jarek Hernandez and Vince Doines. Will appellant Track Me please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Mr. Public Auditor. I'm Joshua Walsh. We represent Track Me in this appeal. To my left is Track Me's institutional representative, Alan De Los Santos.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GPA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Graham Botha on behalf of GPA.
Thank you. There were no interested parties who filed in this appeal, so we may proceed.
Thank you very much. Good morning, counsel.
Good morning, Your Honor. Good
morning.
I want to fast track this, or move it along anyway. Is anybody traveling in the next month?
Your Honor, we are not traveling in the next month, but I've got two scheduling issues. One is we are contemplating filing a motion on Wednesday on the motion cutoff. So Your Honor may want to go ahead and give us a motion date, hearing date. And the only other thing that's going on, Judge, on the calendaring is with the Superior Court coming back to action and things moving in district court, I'm set for a felony murder trial at the end of this month. And then another felony matter in the federal court in the last week of September. So there is some difficulty with August and September dates. I did bring my calendar, Judge, to make sure we can find dates that work. But if I could suggest something, Judge, it would be that to allow me to file my motion on Wednesday, let Mr. Botha file his opposition if he thinks there's one necessary, and then we have our motion hearing date expedited if the court wants to move this faster, and then go from there on other dates, Judge.
Okay. Graham, are you going to be traveling or going active?
I'll just be gone the week of October 18th, but I'm good for September.
Okay. Then we'll use my calendar then. Motion deadline is this Wednesday, August the 11th. Opposition to motions is due the 18th. Reply to the motions will be due the 25th. And the motion hearing will be on the 26th. I expect hearing material to be filed and the witness list in by September the 1st. I want the hearing briefs by September the 3rd. And I'd like to schedule this hearing for Tuesday, September the 7th at 9.
Would the motion hearing also be at 9?
Yes.
Okay, and so will the motion hearing and the hearing be in person?
Unless people get crazy in the next couple of days, and the governor said today that if the numbers keep going up, she's going to restrict things. Let's say we're going to be in. We'll be upstairs in person, and closer to the hearing date. If she hasn't announced anything, then or if she has announced something, we'll just do it Zoom. Unless you prefer to have it Zoom.
From our perspective, at least for the merit hearing, I think it's better to be in person.
I agree with that, Judge. I think the merit hearing in person, if Mr. Botha and the OPA are okay with doing it on Zoom for the motion hearing, then I'm okay with that. I think Graham and I will do our best to avoid our British sailor friends to make sure we keep the numbers down. But
we'll just stay out of the bars.
Yes, sir.
Well, yes. That should certainly take care of it.
Okay, I just noticed, would you have problems if we had the motion hearing at 2? Or?
Well, Judge, I will be it would be the third day of that criminal felony trial. So 2 p.m. may give me an opportunity to try to sort that out with the trial court judge to maybe skip the afternoon that day.
All right. Okay. So that's it.
Thank you, Your Honor. And Graham, I'll give you a call to see if we can avoid the motion, but okay. I'll call you later today. Thanks.
Will do. Thanks, Your Honor.
Thank you, sir.